Blog Talk Radio.
Of Purpose Broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah.
Cause it's a new season, it's a new day, yeah, resting on you. I can feel it, it's flowing my way, oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Amen, amen. It is a new season and it is a new day. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome to day 4, praise God, of the New Season Ministry, 7 days of praise. We give God all the praise, honor, and glory. We thank God for his presence. And we thank God for each of you that have joined us today and also throughout the course of this week on this praise journey. You know, the Word of God says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And I was just reading here in Psalm 148, verse 13, where it says, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above all the heavens and the earth. And that's what we've come to do this morning. Praise God. And leading the charge this morning is the anointed man of God, Elder Hilton Britt. Praise God. We thank God for him. And I'm going to go ahead and turn the microphones over to him so that he can lead us to the throne of grace in praise, worship, and prayer. Elder Hilton, are you there? Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. Yes, I am. We're giving honor and glory to God this morning, thanking him for the opportunity to lead the people of God forth in the worship and the adoration and exaltation of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, our Lord Jesus and our Father God, and the reverencing the Holy Spirit. So we thank you, Lord, for this day. We declare it is the day that you have made and that we will rejoice and be glad in it. We're going to start out with a song of praise, a song that the Lord has placed in my own heart in a time of challenge, in a time of adversity. The Lord will always provide for his people, and he provided me with this song of praise. So I'm going to worship him and give him glory in this song. It's my heart song. And I worship you, Holy One, and I worship you. Hallelujah. For you are my God, and I worship you. Thank you, Jesus. My blessed Redeemer, and I worship you. My High Priest, my High King, and I worship you. You're my Alpha, you're my Omega, and I worship you. You're my beginning, you're my end, you're my amen. I will praise your holy name as long as I live, and I worship you. Yes, Lord, I do. I will praise your holy name, Lord Jesus, and I worship you, and I worship you. Hallelujah. Early in the morning, and I worship you. As a new day has begun, and I worship you. As the moon hides her face, and I worship you. With the rising of the sun, and I worship you. Late in the evening, and I worship you. When all is said, when all is done, I will praise your holy name, Lord, and I worship you. Oh, I do. I will praise your name, Lord Jesus, and I worship you. Early in the morning, before I start my day, even as I walk along the straight but narrow way, I will praise your name, Lord, and I worship you. Heavenly Father, we enter your gates with thanksgiving. We enter your courts with praise to worship you, who is worthy of all glory and honor and worship and adoration. And we exalt in you, our Holy One, our great and mighty One. For there is none like you, Father God, in all the heavens above and the earth below. You are God Most High, the ever-living one, the all-sufficient one, the great and mighty one, the I am that I am, O God, who ministers to the needs and the wants and the desires of your people, O Lord. We come before you, Lord, looking unto you, the author, thank you, Jesus, and the perfecter and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before you endured the cross, despising the shame. And you have purchased for yourself, O God, by your precious blood, a people from every kindred, tribe, and tongue, and nation, because the earth is yours in the fullness thereof, the world and all that dwell therein. And we bless your holy name this morning. Oh, Lord, we thank you that the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, and who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol, or sworn by what is false and deceitful. He will receive blessings from the Lord, and his righteousness is from the God of his salvation. Such is the generation of those who seek your face, who seek your face, O God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be you lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he, this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift them up, and be you lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he, this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. Oh, Lord, we thank you that you are our mighty one, our ever-living one, our all-sufficient one, the God who alone is most high throughout all creation and all the earth. For the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and all that dwell therein, O God. Oh, Lord, you created us to give you praise and glory. We were created, O Lord, the sons and daughters of men, O Lord, to bring honor and glory and praise and adoration and exaltation to your wonderful name. And so that is what we do this day, Lord. We come to give you glory. We come to give you honor. We come to celebrate your goodness and your faithfulness, oh Lord, this great salvation that you purchased with your precious blood, oh God, to make us a people like unto yourself, oh God, to make us a people of your own, oh Lord, with your heart, with your mind, oh Lord. Oh Lord, we thank you, Lord, for you will glorify us, oh Lord, even as you, oh Lord, are being exalted, oh God. You exalt us with yourself, oh Lord. So we put upon the Lord Jesus Christ, oh Lord, and we make no provision for the flesh, oh God. We walk as those who are led not by a familiar spirit or the spirit of this world, because we love not the world, neither the things of this world, but our vision and our hope is in you alone, oh God. We love you, Lord Jesus. We honor you, Lord Jesus. We worship you in spirit and in truth, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you are the greater one in your people, oh God. For greater is he who is in us than he that is in the world. You are the true and the living God, Lord. And besides you, there is no other, O Lord. For all things worship you, O Lord, in every realm and in every place, O God. All the earth will be full of the glory of our God, even though we don't see it right now. But we declare it is so, it is so, it is so, that the earth is filled with your glory and your majesty and your splendor and your righteousness and your truth, O Lord. In every realm and in every place, oh God, we call down the strongholds of darkness in the name of Jesus. Every high and every low thing, every principality and power and spiritual wickedness in the heavenly realm, which exalt themselves against the knowledge of the living Christ in our nation and throughout the world, in the north, in the south, in the east, in the west, we call them down from the high places, oh God, and we say, oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that the kingdoms of darkness have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, that Satan, you are defeated foe in every area of life, in every, from the weakest saint to the greatest apostle, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, your people put upon faith. Your people put upon the Lord Jesus Christ, oh, Lord. We are a people, again, who are led not by any familiar spirit. We delight in the Holy Spirit, oh God. We're people led by the Holy Spirit, and we put upon the power of God. We embrace the word of our God, but we know that the word of God is that which breaks down every yoke and every fetter and every device of darkness. We are sons of light and sons of the day, oh Lord, so that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by our elder brother and our kinsman redeemer and our King of kings and our Lord of lords, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we walk wholly in your ways, O God, following after you, O Lord, the great breaker who broke down every device of the wicked one, who trod down, O Lord, the wicked one, O Lord, by the power, O Lord, of the Holy Spirit and by the power of his blood, Lord, wherein, O Lord, he walked this way, O Lord, to open up the doors for us, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that with you, O Lord, you have given us all things that pertain to life and godliness in the beloved, O Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are the door and that we enter in through you, Lord. We enter into a fullness, O God, that cannot be depleted, a fullness, Lord, that has no lack, O God, a fullness that is a perpetual fullness, O Lord, an eternal fullness, O Lord, a fathomless fullness, Lord. We tap into it by faith. We tap into it, Lord, by your holy word. We tap into it by your Holy Spirit. We tap into it by your holy name. We tap into it, O Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you are at work within us, Lord. You the greater one, O Lord, who is at work within each of us, Lord, each of your people, O Lord, from the child, O Lord, to the elder, Lord, that you are working mightily, O Lord, because your words are faithful. Hallelujah. You are faithful, Lord Jesus. You are true, Lord Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord, that you've never lost a battle, oh Lord, that you are the greater one, the mighty one, the ever-living one, the all-sufficient one, the God who is most high, looking down upon his people, Lord, sitting upon your throne, watching, O Lord. Not one sparrow falls to the ground without your knowledge, Lord. And you are well aware of what is going on in each of our lives, O God. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We pray, O Lord, for the needs of New Season's ministries. We pray for Pastor Jasper, for Pastor Constance, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you, O Lord, ordained them, O Lord, to walk, O Lord, as your oracles, O God, as your holy ones in this earth realm, O God, and that you, what you ordain, O Lord, you will cause to be elevated and to be provided for, O Lord, exceedingly and abundantly above all they can ask or think, O God. We thank you, Lord, that you watch over your word in their lives constantly to provide, O Lord. We thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who does heal, O God, O Lord, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. O Lord, quickening their mortal bodies by your precious blood, by your Holy Spirit, by your holy word, in your holy name, O Lord, that you hold them in the palms of the hands, O God, that they are etched upon the palms of your hands, and that you call them by name, and that you are working mightily in them and to them and through them, O God, providing for every need, Lord. Every need, Lord, no matter how small, no matter how great, Lord, that you are showing yourself mighty, O God, that you who provided for them in the seventh test, in the seventh trial, will provide for them in the eighth and in every trial, O God. Yeah. You will come through and you will show yourself to be a God unto them, to be their portion, and to be the strength of their life, O Lord. In you they will live and move and have their being. You will quicken them, O Lord, by your Holy Spirit, O Lord. Showing yourself mighty, showing yourself, O Lord, to be the I am that I am, O God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Pastor Constance, the Pastor Jasper, O Lord, to be their portion and the strength of their lives, O Lord. O Lord, that you will cover their son Elijah, O God. And thank you, Lord, that no good thing will you withhold from them, O Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for New Season's ministry, O Lord. We call in the people forth from the north, the south, the east, and the west, Lord, that, oh, Lord, every need will be met, Lord. We call every need met according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus, our Lord. We thank you that your word is working mightily, O Lord. It's working mightily, O Lord. We're not looking, O Lord, in the natural, O Lord, but we're looking in the spiritual because we do not walk after the flesh, Lord. But we are people led by the Holy Spirit, not any other spirit except your Holy Spirit, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord, that you bless them with wisdom. You bless them with discernment, O Lord. You bless them, O God, to know, O Lord, which way that they should go, Lord, that they hear your voice and that they hear it clearly, O Lord, and that they are obedient to your voice, O God. They are walking holy after you, Lord, and that, Lord, again, you show yourself mighty in the midst of them, O God. Oh, we thank you, Lord, that no good thing will you withhold from them, O Lord. Thank you, Lord, again, that you constantly pour into them, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, that you constantly encourage them, O Lord, with your word, saying, this is the way, hallelujah. This is the way. Walk you in it, O Lord. Thank you, Lord, that they hear your voice, O God, clearly, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you encourage their spirit, souls, and bodies, Lord, their hearts and their minds, that you comfort them with the comfort that the Holy Ghost brings, Lord, with the comfort, a perfect peace, Lord Jesus. Thank you. A perfect peace that passes all human comprehension, Lord. The peace of God, the peace of God, garrisoning their hearts and their minds, bracing them up, O God, bracing them up, O Lord. You're strong, a garment of peace, O God, in the garment of praise, O Lord. We rebuke the spirit of heaviness. We rebuke any spirit of anxiety in the name of Jesus. And we declare your peace, O Lord, and your blessing, Lord, and your prosperity and your goodness and your favor, O God, to rest upon them both now and forevermore in the name of Jesus. The blessing of the Lord that maketh rich, hallelujah, and addeth no sorrow to it, O God. Oh, we praise your name this morning. Oh, we give you glory, King of glory, our great God, our holy one, our mighty one, our high and lifted up one. Oh, we bless your name, Oh, there's none like you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. In the heavens above, in the earth below, you have no equal, you have no peer. You are God Most High. You are the ever-living one. You are the all-sufficient one. You are the great I am that I am. Oh, you are the great shepherd of the sheep. We thank you that you're the good shepherd of the sheep who calls the sheep by name, O Lord. You are the chief shepherd, O God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, Lord. You are faithful, and you are true, oh, God. Oh, we thank you for ministering angels who excel in strength at the voice of your word, oh, God, who are going forth, oh, Lord, moving mightily, oh, Lord, to execute your will, to execute your word, to do, oh, Lord, and to bring forth blessings and increase, oh, Lord, into the lives, into the, until your people, oh, God, to your people, oh, Lord. To meet every need, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, that we, oh Lord, will look into the hills, hallelujah, which cometh our help. I have been young and I have been old. The man of God said, the great King David said, I've been young and I've been old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Are there seed begging for bread? We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness again. We bring honor and glory into your house. We bring honor and glory into your house. We bring praise into your house. We bring worship into your house. We lift up our King. We celebrate our King, our great King, for there is none like you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. There is none like you in the heavens above or the earth below. Oh, you thank you, Lord, that you came down. You put upon flesh and blood. Oh, you, Lord, you took away your priestly robes, oh God. You took away your celestial robes and you laid them down upon your throne and you came up off the throne. You came down into this dark world, oh Lord. Oh, to redeem a people, to recover that which our father Adam lost, oh Lord, to reclaim and to recover and to restore, oh Lord. And you shed your blood, you carried the cross all the way up to Golgotha's hill, Lord, to show yourself to be a mighty one for your people. You gave all that you had, your very life, your soul, your spirit, and body for us, oh Lord. How will you not also with us and through yourself give us all things that pertain to life and godliness when you've already given us your very best, oh God? You are the great Redeemer. You are the great Redeemer. You are the one who enriches your people, oh God. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We pray for souls, Lord. We come against the spirits of darkness, Lord, that shackle the minds and the hearts of people, Lord. Have mercy upon souls, Lord. Oh, Lord, we pray for revival to begin, oh, Lord, in our own homes, in our own cities, and in this nation and throughout this world, Lord. That your glorious name, Lord Jesus, your glorious name, O Lord, will be exalted in the north, in the south, in the east, in the west, wherein those who profane your name will bring glory and praise and honor to your name, O Lord, that they will be saved, O God. That, Lord, you will quicken their minds, O Lord. You will break, O Lord, the fetters of darkness upon their minds and upon their hearts, and give them a heart to comprehend, a mind to comprehend, and a heart to understand, Lord. They hear your glorious gospel, Lord, the gospel of their salvation, the gospel, Lord, that you sacrifice yourself and purchase for them, O God. O Lord, thank you. See, Lord, know, Lord, and care, Lord. We thank you for every member of New Season's ministry, O Lord. We thank you that every need is met, oh Lord. Every need, Lord. Every financial need, every physical and emotional need, every natural need, Lord, that you will pour forth, Lord, from your fullness because of your all been made partakers. Even one spiritual blessing after another, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you are faithful and true in all your ways. We thank you that not one jot or tittle of that which you have spoken or declared over your people will fall to the ground, O God. But, Lord, that you will establish your word. We thank you, and we look unto you our holy one, our mighty one, our strong and ever-living one. Oh, we bless your name this morning, Lord. We give you glory. We give you praise with a thankful heart, Lord. We're thankful, Lord, for this great salvation. We're thankful that we're called by your name, and led by your Holy Spirit, walking in your holy ways, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, we know that the best is yet to come. Hallelujah. The best is yet to come for the people of God. Oh, we stand, having done all we stand. We stand, deep shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, the helmet of salvation upon our heads, where we think your thoughts, we speak your words, we delight in you, Lord Jesus. Our Lord's girded about with the strong belt of truth. We buy the truth and we do not compromise it. We do not sell it. We do not borrow it. But we hold fast to the truth. Your word is truth. Your word is the truth, the life, and the way. And we walk in the way, oh God. Oh Lord, we hold fast to the sword of the Spirit. To extinguish, oh Lord, we hold fast to the sword of the Spirit, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than the two-edged sword, divided between the joint and the marrow, the soul and the spirit, and the discerner of the very thoughts and motives of the heart of men. Oh Lord, we put upon the breastplate of righteousness, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
We guard our hearts with all diligence, understanding that out of it are the issues of our lives, oh God. Oh Lord, we look upon no wicked thing. We look upon no evil thing. We make a covenant with our eyes. We make a covenant with our hearts. Oh, God, we are a holy and a righteous people, oh, God. You have called us to holiness. You have called us to righteousness, oh, God. It's holiness or hell. And we are choosing. We are choosing you, Lord Jesus. We are delighting in the beauty of righteousness, in the holy things of righteousness, in the holy things of truth, oh, God, in the beauty of holiness. We walk in it.
Yes.
In it we live and move and have our being, oh, God. Oh, we thank you, Lord. And above all, we hold fast to the shield of faith that we might extinguish every fiery dart of the wicked one, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, we trod as a people. The people of God are more than conquerors. We are victors through the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we trod down the strongholds of darkness. We call down every dark and wicked place, oh Lord. We trod it underfoot. Oh, Lord, we come against the principality in this time when people are celebrating Halloween and all that sort of thing, oh, God. We come against every witch, oh, Lord, throughout the nation, oh, Lord. We come against the spiritual wickedness in the high places. We call them down from the high places, oh, God. We come against, oh, Lord, every demonic activity in the name of Jesus. We arrest it under the authority, oh, Lord, of your word, under the authority of your precious blood. And we pray, oh, Lord, that again, Lord, that righteousness will be restored into this nation. We pray for this nation, Lord. We pray that on the local levels, oh, Lord, that you will raise up men and women, oh, Lord, who have the reverential fear of God within their hearts, within their minds, in local government, in city government, oh, Lord, in state government, in national government, oh, Lord, that you'll raise up men and women, Lord, to take these positions, oh, Lord. Those who reverence your holy word, those who reverence your holy name, men and women full of the Holy Ghost, oh, Lord, to stand in positions of authority. Oh, Lord, we pray, oh, Lord, have mercy upon us, oh, God.
Yes.
We pray for Israel, Lord. Oh,
yes.
Lord, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, they are your people, oh, Lord, according to the natural covenant, oh, God. And we pray, oh, Lord, that you are watching over your word, over them, oh God, to perform it. We pray for the peace of Israel, for the peace of Jerusalem, oh God. Oh Lord, have mercy, oh Lord. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy, oh Lord, upon the innocents over there. Those who are too young to know their left from their right, Lord Jesus. Have mercy upon them, oh God. Have mercy upon them and save them, Lord. Save them in the name of Jesus, Lord. Save them in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. And we pray again for the peace of Jerusalem, oh God. We pray that your kingdom will come and that your will be done in earth as it is in heaven above. For this we give you glory. For this we give you honor. For this we give you praise. Oh, we love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all you've done, Lord, and for all that you're doing and all that you will do, Lord. We give all your glory and praise to you with thanksgiving. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. And praise God. God.
Amen.
We have unmuted everyone audibly. Go ahead.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We give you honor and glory, Lord, for all that you're doing, all that you've done, all that you have, and all that you will be done, God. Thank you, Lord God. Glory to you, Lord. We thank you, Father God. And thank you, Lord. Show rejoice in his work. Hallelujah. Let the world rejoice. Let the world rejoice. We are really God. You're still on the throne. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We come to praise you, God. Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus. him be the glory now and forever.
Hallelujah.
Every praise
to our God.
praise.
Every praise
is to our God.
To our God.
Y'all know how we do it. Take it up. Every praise,
every praise
is to our God.
To our God.
Every word of worship.
Every word of worship
is one accord. Come on, say every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise
is
to our God.
Just know that praise is